try to take care of his stuff, and this is one of those jobs. So we'll hopefully be able to take care of that and save him the trouble when I'm on vacation. So that's what we're doing here. And yeah, we're just getting on to Queen Street, I guess is the goal. So we're just about here. And, I gotta remember, this is only a 70 zone now. I used to when it was a little higher speed. And, I always wanna start off a little faster than I'm supposed to here. Anyway, yeah, like I say, it was an Esteban a couple of weeks ago, maybe. I still have Esteban as one of my out of town territories. It's about my only out of town territory customer. So, but anyway, so I do get down there once in a while, but Yorkton not so much. But it sounds like the system is holding its own and working well. And yeah, I do hear you on the 712 there once in a while in Regina. I just don't get on there very often. Usually making a short trip around town, so I don't bother getting involved in any big conversations. And like that, B5RJM, B5BBZ, mobile.
Yeah, fine business. Yeah, with the speed zones, I call them speed traps there because they change the, twice a year they make changes to the speed zones. I have no idea what that's all about. Especially that one there from that goes north of Yorkton there on Highway 9. You know, out by, you know, sometimes it's 90K, sometimes it's 70. So now I think it's 60. I don't know. Like, I don't know who changes these signs, but they change them every once in a while. So you got to be vigilant there when you're driving because, yeah, it's like Roscoe P. Coltrane there with the speed trap, you know, hide behind the bush kind of deal. they wait till those changes happen and usually catches people off guard because they're used to traveling at a certain speed and then all of a sudden they got to adjust it. So I don't know why they would do that. Yeah, they sometimes go higher, sometimes they go lower, so... there must be some type of reasoning behind it. And King Street there is, I think, what you're referring to as the truck route there. They used to call it the truck route. I don't know if they still do or not, but I think they do. And that's King Street. But anyways, well, you have yourself a good day, and maybe we'll talk to you a little later on. How long are you planning on being in Yorkton there before I let you go? Bob, V5BBZ, mobile V5RJM.
JM, V5BBZ. Well, I hope not to be long. I'm kind of shooting for a couple of hours. And we'll see if that pans out or not. The jobs I have to do shouldn't take that long. So, but we'll see. It's one of those things that, you know, in any repair business, if things go terribly wrong, it could be longer. But anyway, I'm just pulling into the parking lot here. So we'll say 73. It's nice chatting with you there. And, yeah, when I get out, maybe give a call and see if you're around. Judging by how often I hear you on, I think you're around quite a bit. So we'll likely talk to you later. V5RJM, V5BBZ, mobile, 73, and we'll be clear.
Yeah, roger. I usually am pretty active in the mornings. Afternoons, not so much, but I am still around from time to time. I try to monitor the system in case there's some problems and so forth as much as I can. So, yeah, I'll be at field day site there today, so doing some preparation stuff. So tomorrow morning we'll finish up and be on the air, hopefully by noon. So anyways, with that, we'll say 7-3s, and have yourself a good day, Bob. So we'll talk with you later. V5 VE5BBZ, Mobile VE5RJM. We'll be monitoring, 73.
Yeah, we had a lot of good field stays out at Phone Hill there. I guess up to Phone Hill there. And had quite a few of them there over the years. Kind of missed that whole setup that we had there. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, 73s, and good morning. And maybe we'll hear you from the field day site there. V5RJM, V5BBZ, mobile clear.
V5RJM is monitoring.
BE5RJM. Good morning, Randy. BE3IFC.
Well, good morning, Paul. I think I missed you yesterday. I didn't talk with you somehow. I don't recall anyways. Maybe I did. I had lots going on yesterday. So I was pretty busy all day and into the evening. It's amazing how I stayed awake for it all. Had the granddaughter, had a little get together pizza and cake evening there, and that was awesome. So got to do that for supper last night, so spent a few hours there, and yeah, she was quite happy. So I think she's been celebrating her birthday now for about 2 weeks here. But anyhow, just stand by there, Paul, for a bit, and I'll talk with you. I'll come back to you there very shortly here. V3IFC, V5RJM.
Yeah, fine business, Randy. While you're off to the side, I'm going to see if Corey is there. VE1 Charlie Mike Delta, I see you're connected, I think. So just wondering if you're there, Corey. VE1 CMD, VE3IFC. VE3IFC, clear.
Yeah, I'm back here now again. Just had to say my good mornings and have a good day there to XYL. She just stepped out the door there for work. PGIF day for her today, so she's happy about that. And she's got the weekend off. This is one of her weekends off. So, But I think she's got plans for tomorrow on Saturday there for something or other. She was making plans or whatever, so she's not going to be around, I don't think, on field day. Might stop in there for a bit, but that's about it. Anyways, everything's all good here. Paul, how about you there? As good as expected, I guess, just like the rest of us. Over.
Yeah. If I was closer, I'd come to field day and I'd have a chance to meet you in person and shake your hand and maybe meet Michelle at the same time, so that'd be a double bonus. I gotta cut this short, Randy, but I'll be back in a few minutes if that's okay. I've got a phone call I gotta make or return or do something with. You know what phones are like. I'll be back shortly, Randy. Thank you. VE3IFC.
Yeah, Roger. I play phone tag in a lot of parts of the day there. Hi. Anyways, I'll be standing by, monitoring there, V5RJM.
Well, since everybody's on the good morning Randy train, I'm going to say good morning, Randy, N6QDY.
M6QDY, very good morning to you. So how's the weather there in Delaware this morning?
really, that's the reason why I'm coming in here, too, to set things up correctly, because we don't talk much. Yeah, I'm here in California, in El Dorado Hills, California, and I better put in there, my name's David. I think we've texted or emailed back and forth, but I'm over here in California. So the
Oh, sorry, David. boy, yeah, my memory sometimes goes blank there, so sorry about that mix-up. Opposite ends of the USA there, so California. So how's your temperatures down there? Over? M6 is QDY, V5RJM. Did I make him another boo-boo?
VE5RJM, VA3HR1.
Go ahead. Good morning to you there, Henry. Not sure what happened to M6QDY there. He just kind of dropped out there. Over.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. Yeah, I thought I'd share some information with you. David's got his system set up so it automatically, at a certain time, it switches to a different talk group or whatever. So he probably forgot, and it's happened to me too. And then he explained it to me later, what goes on. And what happens is it switches, and that's it. it's automated. Over.
Yeah, well, that's just like us here, too. We got the auto connect here on every day goes on here throughout the day. It disconnects and then connects back up. But depends what's going on, if there's a net or whatever. So yeah, I know exactly what he's how he's got his system set up, and it's nice to have it on Auto Connect. Then you don't forget, you know. So he probably connects to a net down there or something like that. But anyways, it's all good. So I'm just sitting back and enjoying my first cup still. It was slow going this morning. I was up actually about 4, but... But then I kind of dozed off and went back to sleep. and I had a little fall last night. God darn it. But I didn't hurt nothing. Except my pride. So, I landed on my leg somehow. I don't know what the heck. I went to lean on, of course, dresser there this morning, and I missed it. And I just fell straight to the floor. Oh, boy. What a way to wake up in the morning, eh?
You know, Randy, you may laugh about it, and I may laugh about it, but it can be bad news, you know. You could hurt yourself, so please be careful. Yeah, David's system switches just like yours, and it's so that he doesn't miss a net, I think. Like I said, it's happened to us, and later he explained it to me, that what's happening. And he forgets about it. So it's probably as much a surprise to him as it is to you. But I thought I'd explain that so that, you know, it's not a personal thing. Over.